I know he's at first. You've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Listen, you fuckers, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the cunts, the dogs, the filth, the shit. Here is someone who stood up.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of You Have Tread on Me Radio. Today is Sunday, May the 15th, 2011. And today we're going to be talking to you, everybody, about the Arizona border. And with us is Ron and Alice from the Arizonans for Border Control. It's an organization that's been around for what now, about 10 years, Ron?
The group has been around over 10 years. I just recently was voted president of the group last month. So I'm a new guy.
Okay. So our guest tonight with us is Ron Thompson. You probably remember him from the interview that we had on with him about the Arizona border when he was with the American Civil Sentinels, talking about their ops that they were doing down there, problems along the border, security, all that other good stuff. Ron has left them now, and he's with the Arizonans for Border Control. And with him also is Alice Benson. So tonight we're going to be discussing the problems with the border, what's going on, the organizations involved in this Aztlan, La Raza, Reconquista movement. We're going to talk about what they're really after and what's really going on. So Ron, Ellis, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you guys for coming on, and how are you today?
Go ahead. Alice, go ahead.
And I go by the name of Alice Novoa.
Alice what?
Novoa.
Oh, Alice Novoa, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Not a problem, Alice. So how are you guys doing today? What's going on, and how is the state of Arizona doing?
Well, I'll go ahead and take off with this. First of all, just for those of you who remember a little bit about my time with ECS, I was... my moniker was Rock Dog. I was one of the board members. And this opportunity came along. I'd been hearing about the ABC for some time, and that they were looking for someone to head up their program to take the presidency over. And things were, with the ACS, they were kind of winding down. Little difference in philosophies. I was more into pro-growth. I think that's the only way we're going to be able to save our country is if, you know, we continue to grow and educate the public as much as we can. I feel there's going to be a time where like-minded people, most likely conservative in nature, are all going to have to come together to be able to have a chance of defending our country and our Constitution. But on that note, I took... you know, over this group, and it's been quite a trip so far. I've just been with them over a little over a month now. We had our second meeting since I've been involved. We do monthly meetings, and a real good turnout. I had some very interesting guests. We had a GOH representative. Let's get out of our house. Tea Party oriented, and then we also had the gentleman who's heading up the investigative committee for starting the Arizona State Guard, Luke Taylor. And he had some really good information, an update on where Arizona is. As maybe some of you aren't aware, the governor just signed off on formulating our own state guard. And so we're going to be going through some growing stuff with that. But he was there to give us some ideas about what that was all entailing. And then, of course, we had Alice there doing her updates on the Reconquista movement and dealing with La Raza, et cetera. We've been in the newspapers a lot. For those of you who stay in touch or are into that thing, the TUSD board, the Tucson Unified School District, had a board meeting looking into La Raza studies, and they had a bunch of La Raza back youth come in and basically disrupt the meeting. Police forces at the time that were there were refused to do anything to control the meeting, so they had to reschedule it, which they did, and that went off with another disruption from that group. One of our members and our secretary of our group, Laura Layton, who's also authored the book Replacing Americans, which I most strongly recommend that everybody reads. She was up there showing some of the texts that the books that are in our schools with language advocating by those La Raza individuals to take over the country. Somebody there?
Yeah, we're here. We're good.
Okay. Anyway, so it advocating violent overthrow of our country, using foul language, I won't use over the air, but using the F-bomb word a lot, and different things like that. They even had to ask Alice, the council members had to ask Alice to not use that language, because they were afraid that some of the people there in the audience at the Tucson Unified School District meeting would be offended, when, in fact, they've got as low as third grade youth reading these texts, these books. So, and that was a real contradiction, if anybody can relate to that. But anyway, so we've been in the news a lot. My members have been very active. We are a very active political action group. We're starting to make connections with other types, like I said, like-minded groups. The we have the Arizona Border Defenders who are we're working with. There's a few of us that are members in that group, going out on the border and continuing our field ops, as it were. And of course, I still have Los Pinche Gringos Arengados, which is not a name we took on ourselves. That was one the cartel spotters gave us. We were destroying some of their layups. But we still have that group intact. And we're moving right along. And my goals of expanding not only the premise of the group, which at the time was supporting the Border Patrol and stopping amnesty. My goals were to expand that to, showing support in protest and whatever ways we can to protect our law enforcement. It doesn't matter which agency, there are a lot of those guys on the front lines are brothers in arms, and as long, we treat them with respect. We've been treated with respect for the most part, in addition to that, I wanted to make sure that everybody understood that we wanted the border sealed, not just played around with and send a few National Guard here and there and stuff like that. With the expansion of all this, with our agenda, I think we've made some really good strides in just a short time I've been there. I know the people that were at the meeting yesterday were very excited. It was a very intense meeting. A lot of great information was passed back and forth. So anyway, that's about where we're at, what we've been doing, where we're headed. And this is one of the reasons I'm on your show right now, is to kind of make people aware. I wanted to get Alice introduced to your audience. We need to get her information out to everybody in this country as fast as we can, as intense as we possibly can. The people, you know, we hear lots of worry and concern about the Muslim threat that we have, and if people really understood how serious this is, the La Raza threat, the Reconquista movement threat is even more intense than the Muslim threat. And in a sense, they kind of work together. Alice is going to kind of tie all that in here pretty quick, how they are connected, as well as many members of our government who are in cahoots, working in collusion with the MALDEF and the ALEO and ANWAC and all these other organizations that you're soon to hear from or hear about. And Alice is making some real steady progress, both litigation-wise as well as, you know, getting the word out. And we're going to help her, hopefully give her, you know, a format to operate with, that she can get this information out there. And Americans can be better prepared for what we've got to deal with in the very, very near future. As I've already indicated, they've already shown their true colors by disrupting this TUSD meeting, in which, by the way, several of them were arrested and hauled off in handcuffs in this last meeting last week. So at least the law enforcement was getting on the ball in the second meeting. Other than that, is there anything else I can tell you? Hello? You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, hang on, Ron. I think we actually lost Randy. He's having some problems with the computer.
Oh.
You gotta love this Microsoft stuff. Let me see if I can get him reconnected here.
Are we still on the air?
Yes, we're still on the air. Randy's not, though. He dropped off of the Skype. I think his computer may have crashed.
Oh, well, we don't need Randy. Let's just go on. who needs Randy?
Well, he is the host. Let's see if we can get him back here.
Tell him to make a phone call. Can we get on the phone?
Unfortunately, the toll-free, in-dial and out-dials have been out for some time. So we're going to have to wait for him to get his computer back up and booted. It may be a second, but we can just continue. Yeah, no, it really sounds like we do have a mess on our hands, and we've had a mess on our hands for a while, and the federal government hadn't really been doing anything to stop this. It's been part of their agenda. Yeah, do you think the Muslims are a threat? No, not compared to what this is. You know, this is actually a real tangible threat. People have lost their lives, and they're just going to keep right after this.
Well, we've got so many that are already entrenched in our government.
Oh, yeah.
This Senator Gutierrez or Gallardo or whatever his name is run around claiming that, you know, they're being mistreated and everything else. And this is a crock, and Americans need to understand what we're up against. When the information is put out there, then they can understand. But right now, there's so many people that are in the dark about this La Raza thing. You know, they hear a little bit on the news, and half the time we got the media that's not presenting the full picture. And there's a lot of collusion going on with, you know, as well with the media that we have. You know,
oh, yeah.
Alice has already been before Department of Homeland Defense on a couple of occasions. You'll correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure, Alice.
Well, she's not on until we get Randy back, because Randy brought her on over the phone.
She will explain a lot about that. But this is a lady who probably for about, I don't know, 12, 13, 15, I don't know, years has been fighting against you know, this kind of movement, this kind of situation going on, and she is not only a female, but she's Mexican American. You know, she's taken her own, you know, people on directly head on,
Chihuahua is that territory from Canada to...
Oh, I'm sorry, hang on a second, Apparently, I'm seeming to have computer problems, and we're not even on the air right now.
You know, no, actually, you're just back on the air right now. We got you hooked back up.
I just got a call in. I can't even get onto the website, so I didn't even know we weren't on the air. I can't open up the internet, so... I'm sorry. How long were we off the stream for, Dave?
Just a few minutes. So you know, we just kept on talking about the La Raza problem. So you know, it's all good. No worries. You're back. So let's continue.
All right. I'm sorry about that, Ellis. Let's just start over with where we were at. Let's talk about the La Raza, your childhood, when you started realizing these things were going on. I'm sorry about this.
Okay. That's okay. Okay. Well, I was born and raised in Douglas, Arizona. And it's a border town to Agua Prieta, Sonora, Mexico. People from Agua Prieta could come to Douglas, Arizona, and tell us in Spanish, of course, este es nuestro territorio, se los vamos a quitar a los gringos. Basically, that's what they would say, los gringos. And it's de California, Arizona, Texas, y Nuevo México. Okay, so they would say, we're going to take this territory, it belongs to us, and we're going to take it away from the gringo. And I forgot that before. But anyway, they would say, we're going to take it away, California, Arizona, Texas, and New Mexico. It was not until year 2000 when I realized that all these illegals were voting in Douglas, Arizona. We only have 24 streets, and all these people were voting in year 2000. But it wasn't until 2002 I took it before the Superior Court. And when I took it before the Superior Court to expose the illegal voting that was taking place in Douglas, Arizona, which is a city of only 24 streets, and it's still 24 streets, the only difference now is that it's infested with illegals, then they're registered to vote, that I realized there was a gentleman there to take the story, and his name is Ignacio Ibarra, and he's from the Arizona Daily Star. So he trashed me the next day in the article he wrote for me, and what he did, I got into his web or his website, and I found his links, and one of them was La Voz de Aztlán, and I realized that, oh my God, this is what we had heard when I was a kid. So what I started doing from that point on, which is 2002, I've been getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning so I can listen to Galavision, which is from Mexico, Univision, Telemundo, Canal 40. Canal 40 belongs to to NBC. And all these TV stations, Mexican TV stations and Mexican radio stations, they are connected to Aztlan. And they're giving their people information on us. And what we're doing, and it's all bad on us, and what they're going to do with us, and so people just have to get into YouTube Aztlan. The problem is that it's not no longer from Arizona, California, Texas, and New Mexico. Now it's the whole United States. And going a little bit back, let's go back to the Zimmerman telegram. There's a lot of you that remember the Zimmerman telegram. It was a telegram in 1917 that the ambassador from Germany sent to the ambassador that was stationed in Mexico and told him if Mexico becomes allies with us, we will help them take the territory that the United States took away from them, which was at that time, according to them, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, and we're going to help them take that territory. Well, it provoked the United States. That telegram provoked us into World War One, according to this teaching. And so then what I did, I went, Randy, back, and I started seeing if this was really Mexico's territory. What I did, I started looking into history, and what I found out that in the Mexican secession, we paid $19 million to Mexico. And $3 million of those dollars, they went to United States citizens that Mexico owed money to. Then in the Gadsden Purchase we paid Mexico $10 million, okay? And they were, and the reason we bought the Gadsden, we bought the Gadsden Purchase is because after the Mexican secession, we were having an issue at the Mesilla Strip, which is a little strip that is between New Mexico and Arizona. And the problem was that Mexico had surveyed, wrong, and they, we had United States forces there or troops there, and they had their Mexican troops there that they were ready to fight for that Mesilla trip, strip for at any time. So we had this guy who is a, he's a railroad guy by the name of, last name of Gadsden, and he went before President Polk and told him, you know, why don't we just buy, you know, this property from Mexico? So they did. We bought, we were supposed to get all of Baja California, part of Baja California in a straight line. We ended, that's how we ended up with the Gadsden Purchase. And so, people need to know that from there, though, Mexico does not want to honor the Hidalgo Treaty. They say, no, no, no. Santana, you paid Santana, you only gave him $20, and we want our money back. And that is what people need to listen. Because what happens, they're teaching it to the students in school that we only paid them $20. In some school books, it says we paid them $30, but they plan on taking the whole United States. And that's why they so easily come and steal. You know, we have identity theft, we have them being welfare food stamps and assets access because they believe that we have to give them this money because we only paid Santa Ana $20-$30, and this is their territory, and the gringo has to pay them back. But they hate us. Mexico says a terrorist. And then they come up with Anahuac. Anahuac is another Aztec name, and it's the way you spell it is A-N-A-H-U-A-C. And Anahuac is a territory from Canada to Costa Rica that Mexico believes that when the Aztec calendar is done on December 21st, 2012 of next year, that will be the end of the world, and the Aztec gods are going to give them from Canada to Costa Rica to the people from Mexico, and you have to be a Mexican Catholic. Now, people also need to know that the dual, that's why Mexico, they have dual citizenship. So when they put us in concentration camps that already exist, FEMA is behind that they will be able to go back home. And guess who's connected to all this thugs, the Aztlan movement? You have the Bilderberg, you have the Trilateral Commission, you have the Council of Foreign Relations, you have all this globalists that their intent to is for that to have this thugs that are bugging us, or Mexico that is trying to take us over while they turn the world into a globalist world, and the whole purpose is to enslave the white man of the United States. That's how crazy it is, Randy.
Oh, I know. In fact, you know, a lot of these things that you talk about with the Bilderbergs and, you know, the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Mellon, you know, all of this stuff was talked about long ago. In fact, you know, in the 30s, there was documents written after the League of Nations fell apart that talked about how the U.S. must come down and they were going to, and how they were going to bring it down. Part of that was floodgating immigration in by vastly differing cultures and allowing a ton of illegal aliens to come into Mexico to destroy our culture and our way of life. So, you know, these things that you're talking about, they were written about in the 30s. It was a very old plan, you know, like you said. And the sad thing is that so many of us fail to read our history anymore or anything anymore. We don't know anything anymore. Very few of us actually pick up books and read. Carnegie's, the Mellon, you know, all of this stuff was talked about long ago. In fact,
I finally got on the site.
You know, in the 30s, there was documents.
Sorry about this. Hang on. Sorry about that. I finally got on the site. My computer's running like garbage, so. But you're right. You know, and, well, let's talk about this Reconquista movement then that's going on. And you had talked about that they were training revolutionaries. You know, La Raza, when they first originally came out back in what? Well, when I first heard about them back in the 80s, early 90s, they claimed to be a movement for Mexican Americans who were looking for equality, looking for that American dream that had been promised, you know, by coming here legally and becoming a citizen.
But I found out that the majority of the people in this group were not Americans.
Correct.
You know, and I was invited to go to these meetings because my last name is Mascareñas. You know, but I'm not Mexican at all. I'm Spanish. My family's from Western Europe. We're Caucasian. And everything I heard in these meetings was against me, my family, my people, because we weren't Mexican. We might share a similar sounding name, but we weren't Mexican. And they had a problem with us, you know, with anybody who's Caucasian. So I asked questions at this meeting, and they said, no, we're not trying to do any of that. We're just trying to preach our culture here, to establish our culture here, to keep our culture going amongst our youth here so they don't forget their roots and their ties. Later on, it became much more violent, and then, in fact, the Brown Berets started being formed, which was that revolutionary armed paramilitary organization of La Raza. This is when I started having a lot of concerns about La Raza. And this was back in the early 90s, I think, is when the Brown Berets started coming about.
And you know what? But it's before that, Mandy. In California, even before the 50s, in the 40s, this goes way back. This goes way back all the way to Hidalgo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the 30s, you had the whole Pachuco movement that was going on in California.
Correct. But see, all this has been, it's been expanding, it's been building up, and they've been making these people believe that this is what they're teaching in our schools right now, Randy. They're teaching them to be revolutionaries. As a matter of fact, that Russia studies that we're fighting here in Arizona, it has to do with that. Why does it have to do with that? Because the Russia studies are telling them to kill the gringo. Rodolfo Acuña, I don't know if you remember, ever heard of that author. He's in California right now. He's in one of the universities, and that he's a professor there, and he's the one who wrote Occupied America. And in page 68, it says, kill the gringo. And so in this Rasa studies, which they want to replace the American history with for Latino kids, guess what? That's what we're fighting. In other words, that's what we're fighting here in Arizona. But anyway, we have then Corky Gonzalez. This is the book that my friend Laura Layton, she's the one that read about the experts of it and before the Tucson Unified School District, which, I mean, it went all over there to Glenn Beck. It even came out on Fox News, and they were trying to shut her down by pulling down the YouTube video and saying this copyright is the Tres Sonorenses, and then we find out it's a fake thing and it's up on the air again, so if people want to see it, you know, they could get into it and see it as a blaze. And I think already in 70 other websites. But the thing is, in this Rasa studies, what they're teaching is kids to hate the white kids. And then the way they're using it is worse. Have you ever heard the Si Se Puede? The Si Se Puede that Obama had was the Yes We Can from the mantra of the Aztlan movement. The same mantra, Si Se Puede, is used with the unions, the SEIU, ACORN, the AFL-CIO. So people need to know that the unions are connected to Aztlan. There's thousands of organizations that are connected to the Aztlan movement. We have other churches that are connected to the Aztlan movement through Reverend Samuel Rodriguez. Reverend Samuel Rodriguez, he's the president of all these churches. It's like a big organization, and they're all connected to the Aztlan movement. And Naleo, N-A-E-L-E-O, N-A-L-E-O, that's a national elected and appointed officials in the municipal, in the county, and the state and federal level. These are the people that are running our country, Randy, and we have Salazar, Ken Salazar, Hilda Solis, we have all those congressmen from California. We have 44 Latinos or Mexicans that are over there working with Obama, and they're all part of the Aztlan movement. As a matter of fact, Obama is trying to cater to the illegals because he knows their millions are registered to vote. And who is behind the illegal registering to vote? Naleo. Naleo says, you're not going to ask no more minorities for their birth certificate. So we're trying to make a bill here in Arizona that will stop illegal voting cold turkey this year. Well, next year we'll be prepared for the presidential election, and Obama needs to be exposed. So Obama, when he was a community organizer in Chicago, Illinois, he used to hang out at Casa Aztlan. Do you remember, Randy, when he went to Europe and he said, America is not a Christian nation, that he said it was a Muslim nation. The reason he said it was a Muslim nation is because going back to the Catholic Church, and I with all due respect to all Catholics, Virgin Guadalupe is the Islamic idol. Virgin Mary is the Jewish virgin. But Virgin Guadalupe, she is Islamic. If you get people getting to La Bosa de Aztlan, they will say that the little crescent that's between the angel and her little feet is a Islamic crescent. And so people need to know that the Catholic Church, the Pope is aware of this. And the Pope, for him, Randy, is to turn it into a socialist world, okay, a globalism. But Mexico is taking it totally different. Well, you have the Bilderbergs with this thugs, trying to allowing them to come into our nation and behind all our most of our elected officials, you know, who are, because they are Bilderbergs and all this. And Mexico's taking it on in a different level. They're taking over their territory. They plan on taking everything back. And like I said, their Aztec gods are going to supposedly give them all this territory back.
Well, you know, I've been reading the books. I've been reading the actual books written by the people who created this so-called New World Order, or this phase of the New World Order. You know, this go around at the attempt to take over the world. And it started around the 1850s with people like Cecil Rhodes and Lord Milner. And they openly stated that one of the plans that they would use was to get everybody fighting with everybody. And they would create this conflict. They would fund the various organizations that would rise up, like La Raza, like the Muslim Brotherhood, that these were all going to be pawns in their game to get us so fractionalized, so divided, that we would do nothing but fight amongst ourselves and want to kill each other, and then they would come in and clean up the mess after it was all done. You know, and this is part of that plan that you just mentioned before, and you had brought up that these are the people funding it. You know, these are the same people, though, that are coming out and warning us about them as well.
Yes, that is true. We have George Soros, who's connected to this. He's funding all this organization. But people, another thing people need to know, Randy, that this organizations like the National Council of La Raza, MELDEF, LULAC, and church organizations, they're all being funded. They're all nonprofit, and they're getting grant money from our own government. Here in Arizona, Randy, we have people filing complaints against our Governor Jim Brewer with the SB 1070, after Sheriff Joe Arpaio, after Senator Pierce, and all these people that are coming against him, Randy, they're all connected. They're all part of the Aztlan movement, and they need to be exposed. They need to be stalled. They need to be charged for treason. And the ones that are illegally here, we need to deport them back. Well, they need to go to prison first and then be deported. But there's people that are it's treason. Ken Salazar, Randy, who is a Secretary of Interior, do you recall when he stopped the water in Napa Valley? And the whole purpose is to take the white men out of California. Because, see, the Aztlan movement believes that L.A. is the capital of Aztlan. We have a crazy man here in Phoenix, Arizona, by the name of Salvador Reza, who is the one who has filed a complaint against Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who has an organization by the name of Dona Tierra, okay? And he believes that where that building is, it's the center of Aztlan before the Aztecs went from Phoenix back to Mexico City, before the serpent told them that they would build, you know, the Mexico City right there where it was built. Well, guess what? That's not so. Montezuma and Aztec Indians never even traveled to the United States. They were never here. And they're all dead. And you have this crazy Mexicans dressed in Aztec outfits and dancing to their Aztec gods, hoping that they're going to come from underground. and take over our nation. That's how crazy it is. They have very crazy beliefs, Randy. But anyway, this Salvador Reza, we need to check him. You know why? He was born in Chihuahua, Mexico. His father started working here. I want to know what process and procedure he even took to become a resident. We need to start dissecting elected officials, appointed officials, and everything that, and even people that are just around us, because they're ready to go to war with us. Mexico's ready to go to war. We had this other crazy guy by the name of Juan Jose Gutierrez, and sometimes he calls himself Jose Angel Gutierrez. And this guy is telling, nosotros ya estamos listos para revolta against the United States, para revoltarnos contra los Estados Unidos. He says the illegals are ready to revolt. They're ready to do, they're already doing civil disobedience because that's what they're taught in their crazy constitution, which is called El Plan Espiritual de Aztlán, or the Spiritual Plan of Aztlán, and also El Plan de Santa Bárbara, or the Plan of Santa Bárbara. And then there's another plan, El Plan de San Diego, which is an older one. And they want to follow, and they're obeying their constitution. And when people see those people in rallies, watch out for that orange color. When you see them dressed with an orange T-shirt, that is the color of Mexico. And they're saying, this is Mexico already. If people would go to the rallies that we go to, and when they start calling us names and saying, this is Mexico, and you get the borders crossed us and all this, people just need to go into YouTube, Aztlán, A-Z as in zebra, T-L-A-N, and start checking the videos, and you will see how much hatred these people have against the United States. And the worst part is, Randy, that the Mexican government promotes it and is part of it, that the presidents are part of it. President Zedillo, I don't know if you remember him.
Yes, I do.
He's also a member of the Club of Rome. That's how crazy it is, Randy.
Oh, yes, yes. Most of these people, I mean, if you look at all these politicians and you look at the organizations they belong to, you'll find that they all belong to the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome. You know, all these different organizations that are basically saying that you will not be allowed to be free anymore and you will be a number from now on. We're going to take over the world and that's how it's going to be. You know, the Club of Rome is the premier think tank for the UN. The Club of Rome is the one that created the whole concept of global warming. They made it up, they said. They openly state they made it up to take over the world. Okay. So, you know, when you look at it, it's all the same. If you look at NAFTA, NAFTA was actually written back in the 30s as well. You know, the free trade agreement was actually drafted back in the 30s. NAFTA was just an extension of the free trade agreement, and it all came from the same globalist. You know, so when you see Fox and Bush and, you know, Harper up, they're all signing away their countries and merging them into one with these NAFTA agreements and these free trade agreements. That's what it's all about.
You know how crazy it is, Randy? You know, the general, let me say this first. Obama, McCain, and Hillary Clinton, all three are connected to the Aztlán movement, okay? And all three, they're Hispanic outreach directors for 2008 for their campaign, are all from the Aztlán movement. We have documentation. I have documentation to expose all this. Herman Cain, the gentleman this is what makes me very upset, especially with Christians, because I'm a Christian, Randy, and it makes me very angry when Christians are a mess. They don't know what side to be on. This gentleman by the name of Herman Cain, who has announced his candidacy for president here in the United States, he's a Baptist, and he made me very angry. You will not believe this. He was part of that NAFTA, the NAFTA thing. He was, I wish I would have it before me, but I don't have what it's called. But he was one of the representatives of the United States. They picked 12 representatives from Canada, 12 representatives from the United States, and 12 from Mexico. So they would have this American whatever council for this NAFTA program. Also, he attended supposedly one of the Bilderberg meetings, okay? And that one I'm still trying to find. I found it, but I lost it. And also, he is connected very much in his friends. He hangs around with Bilderbergs. He hangs around with people from the Trilateral Commission. He hangs around with, you know, people from the Council of Foreign Relations. So we're talking to a globalist here. So we need to next year really dissect who's running for president for our nation. We need to get a person that, first of all, is natural born citizen. What is a natural born citizen? People are trying to figure out. People are trying to fight it. Well, the framers, first of all, people need to know when they wrote the Constitution, they wrote it by hand. They would wad it. In other words, they would tear it apart, they would wad it and throw it every time they didn't have the proper wording. At that time, the people, they understood what natural-born citizens was. The natural-born citizen came from Battelle. Battelle is this guy who wrote this the Law of Nations, and Thomas Jefferson writes a letter to Dumas, who is another gentleman who is in the Netherlands, and tells him that if he will please send him a copy of the Law of Nations that Battelle wrote. And so what he did, he sent him, but he sent him three copies that were in French and were translated into the English language, and that's where they took out our Constitution. Our Constitution comes from the Book of Leviticus, but this is what happened. They said that, you know, it's in the Constitution, it says that, and it's only the only place where it talks about a natural-born citizen, okay? And it's, I believe it's Article 5, Section 1, I think that's what it is. I think it's Article 2, Section 1, and Clause 5, but I could be wrong, okay? Because I have so much stuff in my brain. But anyway, it was for the citizens of right now, people that are right now that are turning this nation into a nation. So we're going to be the first citizens for anybody right now, and from here on, anybody who is a child of two. The parents that are citizens of the United States. The purpose was that they wanted to have a one generation separation from the native country those citizens had come from, so that this child would be loyal to the United States of America. So when we go to Obama, guess what? Obama, first of all, I, Randy, have videos in Spanish, more than one, where they're talking directly in Univision. Bill Richardson from New Mexico, the ex-governor from New Mexico, in Espanol, he's saying, él es uno de nosotros. Obama es emigrante como nosotros. I'm going to translate. He is one of us. Obama is an immigrant like us. So, and then I have other videos where they said that his parents were immigrants. Well, Obama was not born in Hawaii, and people need to see and dissect the what he's been putting out, okay? It's only a life birth certificate, and guess what? It doesn't even have a seal. And not only does it not have a seal, we all need to know that his father was a student here in the States, and he was from Kenya. And people need to know that Obama and his mommy, they went, when he was 9 years old, they went to Indonesia where she became a citizen. There was no dual citizenship, so she had to give up her citizenship of the United States. So we need to open our eyes. Obama had to have been of two, not one, two parents that were citizens at the time. So we need to make sure, if we're going to follow the Constitution of the United States, State of the America, which is the supreme law of the land, we're going to make sure, you have to know, that whoever's running for president this coming year, 2012, that he is a natural-born citizen, and that nobody slips in through the under the door and says, oh, I'm a natural-born citizen. But I would tell also people that for your senators, when we're voting for other people, whether it's municipal, whether it's local, whether it's county, state, or federal, always vote for somebody who was born here. Don't go for a naturalized citizen, with all due respect, because naturalized citizens tend to have a heart for the nation their parents came from. And even though, you know, we have right here, we have Raul Villalba. He's from the Aztlan movement. He's a Mecha boy. Who is Mecha? Those are the students of Aztlan. You spell Mecha, M-E-C-H-A, and slash universities, and you will see that the, most of the universities in our nation, like Yale and Princeton and all these universities, guess what? They're infested with Mecha. And do you know what Mecha is teaching your children? They're teaching them to be revolutionaries against the United States of America. You, Randy, you said they wanted to make you they wanted you to join La Raza. You said the Brown Berets were there. The Brown Berets have been here for years.
Yes, they have.
Years. And so they've been trying to destroy our nation because this is Mexico territory. Not so. We paid in full.
Well, you're right. I mean, this movement, like you said, this movement has not been around, has been around forever. I mean, you know, everybody's talking about border operations that are going on now, and I would talk to Ron about this as well. And, you know, I was doing border ops back in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
I was patrolling the border in Arizona and Mexico in the 80s. This is not a new problem. This has been around forever. You know, this problem was talked about in the 20s and the 30s. You know, we've had three presidents that have actively rounded up illegal aliens and sent them all out of the country three times in our life. Who was it? It was Eisenhower. It was
Reagan. Wasn't it Reagan?
No, it wasn't Reagan. It was three old presidents. Eisenhower, maybe Roosevelt, and who was the third one? I forgot who it was, but there's been three times in our country where we have rounded up illegal aliens and sent them back to their countries. And it's always been in the numbers of tens, you know, of tens of millions of people sent back.
Correct.
You know,
the one that I have is Eisenhower. He had Operation Wetback. We need another one. I'm sorry. We need another Operation Wetback. I personally believe they all have to be home. Go home. Adios. Bye-bye. Hasta la vista. Was nice meeting you. Never to come back. They are committing a crime. It is a crime, and I don't have it before me right now, but, you know, we do have a law here in the state of Arizona that anybody who crosses the border other than the port of entry, it's a year in prison, and it's, I think, a $5,000 fine. Can you imagine how much money would be coming in every day? Every day, Randy, all these people come in, and it's not 11 million. It's not 12 million people that would be getting amnesty through Obama. No. We have between 40 and 60 million illegals in our nation. As a matter of fact, Randy, I believe when they did that census, those 51 million, they were talking about them. They were not even talking about United States citizens with Mexican ancestry like me. They were talking about the illegals. Why? Because I have a video with an attorney by the name of Mario Lobo that I just got about a month ago, where he says, aquí estamos 51 millones, dice, y todos nos tenemos que registrar. There's 51 million, 51 million of us here right now, according to the census. And he says, we all have to go out, get out there and vote. So who is he talking to? He's not talking to me. And that's what they wanted to do, Randy, last year also, through the census. What they did different than any other year, and if people saw it, I mean, they must have questioned it. We were all cut by race. There was Mexican-American, there was Puerto Ricans, and you had to sign. I didn't sign nothing. We just put the amount. We didn't scratch out the amount because that's what Naleo, here he comes again, Naleo wanted to know how many Mexicans there were. And if people that heard me yesterday, if they would email me, I will send them a YouTube video with my worst word is freak out, there's two little cats, and those two little cats, they're saying 11 million of us. He says we can make our own country. And so this video was made before, but it was passed out throughout the YouTube video last year. And I believe the name of it, I believe, is Immigration, the Pinky Show. Write down the Pinky Show, and it says what to do about integration or something like that. But getting to the Pinky Show, and it's going to be two little cats, and watch it, and you watch what they're saying about us. And those two guys are the people who made that Pinky Show are Aslanero.
Well, let me ask you this then. We have a problem in America. We have a problem in the Southwest especially. You know, but it's not just a problem in the Southwest. If you look at the demographics throughout our country, you're going to find that these 20, 30-plus million illegal aliens, many of them belonging to groups like La Raza, La Reconquista, the Aztlan movement, they are all over the country, in every state and every county. In fact, you know, people used to think that was just in the Southwest, but if you look, it's all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
What
yes,
do we do?
Correct. And
so what do
when
we
do? When you say Reconquista movement, the Reconquista movement is a slum.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Mexico is a terrorist. Mexico, like I said, they plan on taking us over in the next 19 months or so, but it's going to be sooner than that, I believe.
You know, I've always wanted to ask some of these La Raza people what they were planning on doing with the land that they stole from the Incans and the Mayans and the Aztecs and everybody else. I want to know how much they paid them for the land, if they're willing to give back their land.
Exactly. And you know what the worst part is? That when you state this group, there's not even basically, I don't even see the Indians. I don't see all these crazy Mexicans, and a lot of them have Spanish blood. A lot of them have French blood. A lot of them have different German, there's German Mexicans, but they all say they're all Azteca. They're all Aztec Indians, and their goal is to, like I said, destroy us. And then we have Obama, he said, he promises them, Randy, universal health reform. They got very upset because the public option didn't go through. But people didn't know that in that, nobody wanted to read it or nobody read it. And they said, oh, we're just going to sign it. Pelosi says, we'll just sign it. And then I'm paraphrasing. She says, we'll just sign it. And then after we sign it, we'll read and see what's in it. Oh, yeah, well, it's like a Cracker Jack box. Okay, so you get the little toy, and then you'll find out what the little toy is about. But people didn't know that inside that that crazy health bill, that right now we're fighting in many of the states, which I believe is going to be quashed once Obama is charged for treason for aiding and abetting a terrorist nation, which is Mexico. But people did not know that the Dream Act is in there, and also that immigration reform is in there, and people did not know that healthcare legislation, there was also a public health Service Act, and it was the Commission Corp in what, Section 203, and it was for martial law, and people do not know it's in there, and it's on Section 203 from the healthcare legislation. We were giving them the president the authority to put martial law. It's in there, Section 203.
Well, you know, that's the problem, you know, is we have these omnibus bills that are thousands of pages long, and we can't read them. You know, I read the health care bill that was supposed to be voted on, the one that was almost 900 pages. I read every line, every word, every page of that thing. And the day that it goes to be voted on, all of a sudden, it's a 2,000-page bill that's submitted, not that 800 to 900-page bill. So, you know, I was going to go back and read it, and then I realized it doesn't matter if I read it. Because nobody else is reading it, and they're going to vote on it anyways, and it's going to happen. Unfortunately, no, I know, you know, I've read all these books that tell us where we're going, and I know where we're going because everything I've said for the last 20 years has come true.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it gets to the point, though, you know, where we can, you know, we keep talking about this stuff. You know, I brought this up to Ron as well about people in general. We have a problem with people in our country who do nothing, who can't be bothered to get off the couch or to turn the TV off and actually make the change happen in their community. You know, you had mentioned about not voting for these naturalized citizens. And I agree with that. I've never voted for somebody unless they were a natural-born citizen. And to be honest, I don't even vote anymore because, well, our votes don't count. They don't matter. I mean, it really doesn't. You know, the ballot box is broken, but you're right. You know, there's little things that we can do daily in our lives. Unfortunately, there's so very few of us acting upon it. So what are you guys trying to do? You know, Ron had talked a little bit about this, and Ron, if you're there, you know, I'd like you to chime in on this as well. Well, what plans are you? What are you guys? What are your plans to combat this? You know, we can talk about the problems all day long, but more importantly is, what are we going to do about it?
What we are trying to do is pretty fundamental. Like I said, from the standpoint of my group, our group, we're trying to have as much impact as we can supporting our various law enforcement entities. We're trying to make an impact on as a political action entity where it comes to putting through the right bills and getting the right people put into position that we can have an influence, a positive influence, you know, in Congress, et cetera. You know, a little thing like, classic example, we've got Senator Durbin, the traitor, re-announcing the DREAM Act. Yeah, and by the way, folks, every one of us need to be on the phone every day this week contacting our Congress people to get this stopped again. This abomination that's, you know, going on about this thing, he's trying to get these people in here for amnesty, and we've got to get this stopped, and not just stopped and defeated, but defeated soundly. So we're doing things like getting people, make it aware, trying to educate them. We're sending out, between me and the rest of my guys in our group, we're sending out thousands daily of emails, and hopefully exponentially they're sending more, you know, the same stuff out to other people, and so hopefully that will have some positive impact. We're trying to do everything we can within our own limitations to get the word out. This is one of the reasons I was pushing so hard to get Alice on this show. We're trying to get her, you know, in front of other people, senators in the state. We're doing everything we can to get her and her knowledge, because she obviously is probably the most intelligent person about, you know, things dealing with this kind of situation. So that's about it for us.
What about the local people, the common Joes, the, you know, main, you know, Joe Sixpack and, you know, the average everyday people on the street? You know, I've often said this about Arizona, you know, and you and I have had this discussion, Ron. You know, we have all these people that, you know, are calling for help on the border, you know, looking for help from other states, you know, to send their people down to help patrol those borders. Where are the Arizonans?
You know, Randy, my own opinion is not very kind. I think, frankly, and it's probably the same in a lot of states, what we're doing is we're able to solicit or influence to a degree those patriots in other states. And in when you compound that, it looks like a lot of people from out of state that are definitely doing a lot. But I don't think it's any worse in Arizona than it is in any other state. But I'll tell you one thing. And a lot of those people, and I'm sure they're not listening to this program or they wouldn't qualify for this category, but they're, in my opinion, the most pathetic, imbecilic, lazy people I've ever seen or heard of in the history of our country. This stuff infuriates me to no end when I sit back and look at what's going on when everybody's sitting in front of their stupid TVs watching their American Idol and not knowing what the crap is going on around them. We've got people that are having high-speed car chases, law enforcement pursuing gangbangers that are hauling tons of dope right down their streets or right next to them, and they didn't know that they had a crack house there for the last year. And people just aren't in touch with what's going on around them. And it's this endemic thing that has, or the systemic thing is a better way to say it, that's taken over our country. It's a disease. Our people, for the most part, I'm talking about 96-97% of our population, that are pretty pathetic. And I don't know what it's going to take to wake up. Maybe some of them will hear things on this program programs like it, other things that we're doing, hopefully, but it's a sad situation where our country has evolved.
Well, I can't disagree with you on anything you've said. You know, the problem is that in order to maintain our freedom, we had to be individuals. We had to be free-thinking, educated individuals. We had to be active in our communities. You know, forget your state government. You know, like everybody's always said, this is an old statement. It went well before our founding fathers. But the further you are, the further displaced you are from your government, the more tyranny you will face. You know, our strength lies within our community government, whether it's your town, your city, your county, whatever it is. That is where our true power lies, but we can't seem to get anybody to get off their butts and into the streets anymore. You know, last night we did the United We Strike Marathon broadcast, our second monthly appearance on there. And I had a couple callers call in. One of them was the commanding officer for the Ohio Minutemen Militia. The other one was the XO. You know, and I bring these two gentlemen up because I bring up the Ohio Minutemen Militia in general up quite often, and, you know, the groups in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho, because these groups are actually doing what the things that you and I and everybody else that comes on this broadcast talk about. All over the country, I hear about people that can't get anything going, they can't find like-minded people, this and that. And yet I find that there's several groups in two states, or four states actually, that have no problem with recruiting, they have no problem getting out there, and they're finding people because they're not doing it online. They're not requiring the internet to be their recruitment tool and their education tool. They're talking to people in real life. And they don't seem to have the problems that everybody else seems to have in trying to get people on board with what's going on. Sounds to me like you guys don't even have a website, so, you know, kudos for that. You guys, everything that I've heard you guys talk about is actual community development. Taking it to the streets and to the people and grabbing them, saying, look, what don't you get? What aren't you seeing here?
See, my purpose, what I'm doing, we can only do what's in our hand, Randy. And my goal is to educate, to inform, and to expose. I educate people, you know, I will tell you what's going to happen. We have a lot of, like, I'm going to give you an example, ACORN. I have a friend from ACORN. Her name is Marcelle Reed, and she was in ACORN 8, and we became best friends when I went to Washington, D.C. to talk to the senators and congressmen by myself, and I was there for 6 weeks the first time and two weeks the second time. I got to meet Marcelle, and she would say, And then I told her what I was doing. You know, we met each other. Like I said, I don't even know how we met, but we met. But anyway, she tells me, I told her about ACORN's connection with Aztlan. And she says, I told her, and you know, that Si Se Puede that Obama used as the Yes We Can, if it was really the Yes We Can, the Si Se Puede from Aztlan, and he's basically, it's a clarion call, I said, to illegal. And she said, Alice, I feel so used. And I go, why? She says, because, she says, whenever we end, she says, our ACORN meetings, and you're talking about over 10,000 people. I mean, these are meetings, yearly meetings we have. She says, we're all yelling all like nuts. Si se puede, si se puede. Do you know what you're saying? I said, you're saying, yes, we can. We're taking the United States over. But you're saying it for the Mexicans. So I know that as we expose, as we educate people, there are going to be people, Randy, that are going to start leaving the Aztlan movement because they don't even know what they're doing. People, they are a bunch of followers. Most of the people in this world are followers. You just have to have a leader that can come with a nutty idea, and everybody's going to go with them instead of dissecting and saying, is this an organization I want to be a part of or not? So I believe as we educate, there's going to be a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to leave the Catholic Church. There are going to be other people who are going to leave the other progressive, the over 30,000 progressive churches that are connected to the Islam movement. So as people start seeing this, they're going to just start dropping or leaving what they're doing. Right now, even here in Arizona, we're starting to see people that are in the Democrat Party who are starting to say, I didn't know this, and they're starting to become one of us. They're starting, they still don't have our beliefs, but they have their belief in what we're saying, in this Aztlan movement, okay? And so what's happening, we're going to have to get into survival mode. I believe as this nation gets into survival mode, Randy, we're all going to join together as one. And the mainstream media, Randy, to this day, shame on them. Shame on them because they have not opened the door to people like me, with United States citizens that are United States citizens with Mexican ancestry. There's millions of us. The only problem is that a lot of them, they give them fear because this Aztlaneros, this crazy Reconquistas, they're very mean people. They come after the other, you know, they just beat you up. They're very hateful. Here in Douglas, Arizona, you would laugh, Randy. I go by myself before the city council, and on the other side, there'll be 250 Aztlaneros and me tearing them down and exposing them. It's a lot of fun for me. Here, I'm talking about a border town. And then, guess what? They're not showing up to the meetings anymore. Because I'll tell them, you know what's going to happen? Once everybody finds out about Aztlan, you guys will be charged for treason. That's what's going to happen, and that's what we have to do, Randy. Just run with what we have, expose what we have in our hands, and it's starting to spread. People are learning about Aztlan. People are hungry to know what's going on. People want to know why all these illegals are invading their states, and the states are opening their eyes. I also spend 6 weeks, a total of 8 weeks, in Arkansas. Arkansas knows about Aztlan, and they know, and they that's where you're seeing those laws that are coming, those strong laws that are coming against immigration from Arkansas and other states, because people, like I said, they're opening their eyes, which is an awesome thing that's happening.
Well, this is true. I mean, you know, one of the problems that we have is, well, like you mentioned, the mainstream media tells us one thing. They bring on people like Christina Aguilera, who get up on national TV and tell 320 million Americans that that Constitution and Bill of Rights applies to Mexicans as well.
Correct.
And then we say, okay, sounds good, I guess it does. And we don't ask questions, we don't think about this. You know, we're told all these things, even by Fox. And I know everybody else, you know, people don't like me because I talk about this, but, you know, if it's on the TV, it's not your friend. If it's on the TV, it's meant to indoctrinate you into a specific belief.
Correct.
Whether it's that left paradigm belief or that right paradigm belief, you know, led by the Rush Limbaughs and the other schmucks out there who, you know, say, claim to be conservative, and at the same time talk about gun control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need more gun control in this country. I don't get it. You know, that's the problem, though. You know, we have this mainstream media that does not produce any media. In fact, the Supreme Court has ruled that it is not the mainstream media, that is not the media's job to tell the truth. That was actually brought about because Fox didn't want a truth getting out. Fox News.
Correct.
You know, and that's a Supreme Court ruling. You know, and this is coming from people, you know, and now we have people in there like Sotomayor, who has openly stated she does not believe in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights.
Okay, now let me tell you a little bit about Sotomayor before go any further, because like I told you, everything I tell you is, I have documented, and I have a lot of documents, and I have hundreds of thousands of videos, okay?
All right.
With what I think. Sotomayor, okay, first of all, she is a Puerto Rican. She is a member of the National Council of La Raza, making her also an Aztlanera.
Yes.
She also is a Boricua, okay? And even though the word...
Now, what is that word? What is that word? I'm not familiar with that word.
Yeah. Boricua is used loosely nowadays, but Boricua, he is considered a terrorist.
Oh, okay.
And her being considered a terrorist, if you look into Boricua and Puerto Rico, it's very clearly that the FBI considers them a terrorist organization. Well, Piolin, who is a guy who has a radio station in somewhere in California, and Piolin is a guy who it's an illegal that across the border, and I think he's already a citizen, and I don't know how he got his paperwork because there has to be a process and procedure, but he's one of Obama's best friends because they have their cell phone numbers, and he talked about it, but they were laughing, and I have the documentation on this, where he was saying that people are not even paying attention, but they're saying, he's saying it in Spanish, and that because Sotomayor is a Boricua. Boricuas from Puerto Rico are against American imperialism, okay?
Okay.
They hate the United States. Sotomayor is part of this. I have a video where Obama started laughing with Salinas, which is the anchor lady on one of the anchor ladies right there on Univision, and tells her, "Oh, Sotomayor is going to be she's going to be full of a lot of surprises." Okay, and then I went back, and then what they did, they cut that little strip out. But that's what he said. Sotomayor is ready to be one of the ones that would cede the United States over to Mexico. That's how much they hate the United States. And the National Council of La Raza, if you start checking those people, they're not even from here. Those staffers from the SEIU, crazy Isidro Medina, he is from Mexico. These are activists from Mexico, and they're here. Go home. Go do activism in your nation. They're killing your people. Go over there. You know what I'm saying? But they're over here in our nation because they use our constitution. They use our laws to destroy us.
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that they use our constitution and our laws to destroy us. Yet if we really followed the constitution, they wouldn't be here. There wouldn't be a problem.
Right.
And anybody who spoke about, you know, removing, you know, even taking over our country would be considered a threat to our nation, and we'd be able to do something about it. That's what our constitution says.
Yep.
It clearly states that with
the
militia, you know, with the militia clauses throughout
it. Part of the constitution that they love. We're all created equal. We're all created equal. And no. What people need to know, we're all created equal, but we also have guys, ladies, and men and women in prison who did not go, you know, who are in violation of the rule of law. That's what people also need to know. And they need to know that to be free, it's not doing what we want to do, it's what we ought to do.
Yes.
And this is where these crazy people come in.
Well, this is true. You know, and that's part of the problem is that, you know, we can actually have people like Christina Aguilera get up in front of millions, tens of millions of Americans and tell them that Constitution also applies to Mexico. And these people actually believe that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I cannot see anywhere where it mentions where Mexico was even mentioned in that Constitution. It says the Constitution of these United States of America.
Yeah. It's like Randy, I'm going to tell you how crazy it is, and I'm going from A through B, I mean, and everything in between, you know, and things come to my mind. What about when Obama, everybody's, he's sending 1,200 guardsmen to the border. What people don't know, that Alice, me, has documentation when Calderon came to the United States and everybody made that standing ovation, remember when everybody made a standing ovation like crazy, all the Democrats?
Yes,
when he basically said
that, you know, Americans are terrible people and our government needs to change and let these people be, and let these illegals in and let them do what they want here.
Correct. Well, they went behind closed doors, and what people need to know that, for those of us who know the Spanish language, well, guess what? They talk totally different to what they're saying to in the English language, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or in the English media. But anyway, I have documentation where Calderon demanded Obama to put 1,200 troops on the border. See how crazy that is? And everybody's applauding them, including McCain. Oh, he's sending 1,200. And Jan Brewer over here, our governor, is saying, we want 6,000. And everybody's, no, it's just 1,000. Well, what is he? Is he Calderon's puppet? And Calderon, he's an astranero? Come on. We need to know what's happening in our nation. We need to get out of our sleep, wake up, and do something. It's going to take place, though, Randy. You know, Randy, as I am coming back home or I'm traveling from Arizona all the way to Washington, D.C., or I go to California, I see tent cities, Randy. You know how sad it is to see tent cities? How many more tent cities do we have to get before the people wake up that are the United States citizens while the Mexican illegals and all the other illegals are taking our jobs? And you know what, Randy, that's another lie also, where when they say that they make less than minimum, oh, they mistreat all these precious illegals and they're coming to do all the work that the white men or we don't do here in the United States. No, no, no. In the first quarter of 2011, I have the documentation. The Federal Bank of Mexico said that it was the best quarter since from last year. That this year they got $5 billion in the first quarter from remittance from Mexico. That after next to the oil, the remittances are second in Mexico. How crazy is that? And we have our citizens here starving, Randy, while they're opening programs to allow these crazy illegals to get housing and all that. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they went bankrupt because they opened the door for illegals. Acorn would go in Spanish and talk to Univision, and I got videos on that too, and documentation where they would tell all these people, you can go over there and they will give you a housing and you don't have to do a big down payment. Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae helping us. Well, it was messing up the United States citizens, the taxpayers, and I personally believe in flat tax. You know why, Randy? Because it's not the same amount, but it is the same sacrifice.
Hmm. Well, my taxation ideas are a bit different. I don't believe in taxation, except for very specific things.
Well,
yeah,
we could go there too. It's even better.
Yeah, we could talk. But we just look at the Constitution and we'll see what that says.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But if we're going to do it, we have to do flat tax if we're going to do that.
Well, I agree. Well, listen, Ellis, this phone is, I'm sorry, this phone is beeping at me. That means my battery is dying, and my other phone has been sitting in the charger now for over an hour, and it's still dead. So I have, unfortunately, my phone sucked. This is why I try and do all of my interviews on Skype, but your mic isn't working. We couldn't get, your mic wasn't working. So I'm going to try and keep this going with you as long as possible, but I probably have another 10 minutes of battery life on this phone. So unless, and I have no other way to bring you on except through this phone, so... Real quick, in 10 minutes, what can we do? What do we need to do?
Well, what we need to do is educate people. I'm telling people, like for myself, for us that are United States citizens with Mexican ancestry, I tell people, please start moving. There's more of us than them. That's why we've had organizations like You Do Not Speak For Me. If that's okay for you, I can, I'm on Repatriate Radio every Saturday from, our time here in Arizona. It's from 2:30 to 3:30. There's Rita Bonilla. There's people that you will see that are United States citizens with Mexican ancestry. We want to clean up our nation. We want to stand up with our Caucasian brothers and sisters, with our Black brothers and sisters, and all as one, and start exposing this. This Aztlan movement, this is really what's happening right now. This economy, it's deriving from the Bilderberg, but it's also all these illegals taking our job. This time, like I said, move, educate, inform, expose, and just expose the elected officials that are part of it and charge them for treason. Right now, we have the door open for us, Randy. The platform, we still have elected officials that hopefully we can reach, that we can do it, that we would not have to have bloodshed. In other words, that we could do it in a way where we educate, inform, and expose.
Well, I would prefer, any option that we can use to solve problems that doesn't result in bloodshed is what I would prefer. Unfortunately, though, that's not always, unfortunately, that's up to the other people to decide if they'll let us have that option. If we can only do what we can. Real quick, Alice, if people want to get in touch with you, contact you, ask, you had mentioned that you've been down to Arkansas and you do traveling. How do people get in touch with you if they want to contact you?
I'll give you my phone number. I don't have a problem giving people my phone number if they want me to speak for their organization. Like I said, anybody, I'll expose anybody they want to expose, like Marco Rubio, he's a slant. I mean, it's crazy. But my number is 520-266-2753. Again, 520-266-2753. I don't mind working with people. I'm ready to go. You just call me. I'm ready to go to the front line. It's like if they would have called me for the SB 1070, I would love to testify for Jan Brewer, for Senator Pierce. I would like to testify in the different states and expose this Aztlan movement and also Sheriff Arpaio. Because I know we wouldn't be spending the billions of dollars that we're spending if they would put a person like me who would have documentation on the opposition that's going against them and right there expose them as treasonous, as people that hate our nation, that are ready to bring our nation down, and they're laughing at us and mocking us.
Well, that's part of the problem out there is we don't ever get to have our say.
Correct.
You know, they bring in the people that they want to bring in who never say what we have to say. Like you said, you don't speak for me. And then they end up turning it into, you know, and then it's just part of the agenda, though. No matter what they do, it's always whatever they wanted to happen happens. The illegals are still here. Even though we've cleared our country of them three times in the last 100 years, they're still here. And they come by the millions. There's groups all over the U.S. that actually want to destroy America. I can't imagine that. You know, go destroy your own country if you want something destroyed. If you want to have your culture, great. You have your country for that. Go to your culture. If you want to be an American, hey, great. We're good. I'm good with that as well. Do it the right way. But do not force your lifestyle and your way of life upon my country. That's all I ask.
One more thing, you know, before your phone dies, I just want to say that we need to come up with bills in every state against illegal voting. And the reason is millions of illegals are registered to vote right now. They've made it very easy for them. And while we love Reagan, but Reagan did a wrong move. He shouldn't have not given amnesty. There's still some crazy nuts that are trying to come in through amnesty. Also, we had the Citizenship USA that nobody was listening to, which was in 1996. That was only for six states. It was for New York, New Jersey, and Florida, Texas, and Illinois, and California. And what they did, the Clinton administration, they wanted to make all this illegals, they turned them into citizens. And guess what happened? Arizona jumps in the bandwagon, and it was not a project for Arizona. I called Senator Kyle on it. He said it was not a project for Arizona, yet Arizona jumped on that bandwagon. And while we're over here fighting a bill, they're doing things under the table that we're not listening. So we need to be vigilant on the bills that the elected officials are passing in every state, in the state level, in the county level, in the federal level, and we need to be vigilant. But I believe, Randy, very, very soon, either we're going to fix it through, like they plan on taking it forward through the ballot box first, and then if not, there's going to be body bumps and everything else shortly after that. But we can stop it, I believe, with still having some elected officials who have the platform, provided that we are able to talk to them, and they're ready to make some bills like we're doing here in Arizona. The other thing is, if we don't, we're going to have bloodshed. In Texas alone, over 15 ranches, Randy, have already been taken by the cartels. We have 80 miles here in the state of Arizona. A citizen cannot go into or a resident because it's infested with cartels, and we have precious men, I believe, that are working there, and they are not allowed to do their job. And then we have the Border Patrol, whose hands are tied behind their back, that they are not allowed to do their job. That only can come in with 10, they can only, the quota is only 10 people per night, only 10 illegals, and that is why the illegals are down. So Obama is a liar, Obama's an illegal, we need to hold on to the Constitution, we need to revive it, and we have to move on with that and move on with what we have, every person has in their hands. And I just pray that everybody gets and starts moving as one. We got to join all the organizations politicians together as one without nobody trying to take over, and put the ones that need to be in the forefront, and whatever you know to do, do it.
I concur. I concur. I think that's, you know, I think it's funny. They want to attempt to do something that a Japanese admiral feared to do. You know, Pearl Harbor was bombed, and the gentleman who was brave enough to bomb Pearl Harbor said that he was not brave enough to invade the mainland because behind every blade of grass would be a pissed off American with a rifle, with a gun. You know, and that still holds true today, except today we're actually beginning to become more and more prepared for these people as they're coming up because of their rhetoric, because of the violence that they speak about doing to Americans.
Correct.
Why isn't that racist, by the way? How come if I say, you know, I don't want illegals here, that's racist, but when they say they want to kill Americans and kill Caucasians specifically, that's not racist?
The reason they use that, Randy, the word racist, is because that's the way they can get away with. See, that is why we're so vital as United States citizens with Mexican ancestry. What are they going to tell me? They're going to call me a racist? You know what I'm saying? They can't do that to me, but they can do it to you, and that automatically stops the white man or the black man or anybody other than Mexican from going after them, because you know you're going to get sued by the ACLU. By the way, the ACLU is connected to Aztlan. They are a part of the Aztlan movement. They have to be exposed. That's what I'm telling you. I have stuff on everybody, from the White House to the garbage collector. So we got to move. We got to move. I have names. I have hundreds of thousands of names. And we got to go after them and expose them. You know, well, we got to go after every creepy crawler and bring them to their knees and expose them as treasonous. Or, like I said, they go to prison and back home. We need to enforce the law. I believe we're about to enforce the law. I believe forced to enforce the law, and we're about to shut the border. Why? Because these crazy radicals that are coming in, the illegals, are getting worse and worse and worse.
Well, you know, it's funny. I say I want to restore my country, restore my constitution, and form lawful constitutional militia, which the Constitution demands that every adult male between a certain age, 16 to 43, 45, but each state constitution has their own age limits and requirements, is required to be a part of. And I'm told that I'm a domestic terrorist for this, yet the Brown Berets are allowed to exist here. Go figure. You know, there needs to be a change in our country, and I want to thank you, Alice, for the things that you do, because, well, you get it. You're trying to make this change. And again, it all goes back to the Constitution. So listen, Alice, I don't want to lose you by cutting you off in mid-sentence, and this thing is now pretty much done. So I want to thank you for coming on. I'm sorry that I'm having to cut you short. I wasn't prepared to have to bring you on with the phone, so I didn't charge my phones. But, you know, I would love to continue talking with you. And if you don't mind, I'd like to shoot you an email or maybe give you a call tomorrow. And, you know, maybe I can, I don't know, we can start talking about some ideas on how to make some things happen. You know, also, anybody in Arizona that is listening, I know that I have several listeners from Arizona. I have a bunch of listeners from Arizona. You know, do something. Get involved. I know that many of you do border ops and things like that, but it's more than that. I mean, we really have to make this reconstitution idea a lifestyle. You know, they talk about reconquista. I'm talking about reconstituting this country.
Okay.
And it's not just the military, you know, with our might that's going to happen. You know, we need to be out there in these offices of these senators, of these congressmen, of your local city officials. You need to be in their office, taking up their time, demanding to be heard. And if they won't hear you, well, then there's always your border up. Then there's always your border up when you go out there as well, and you make sure that the other people hear you. Then,
correct. And the thing is, also, people need to know, Randy, that we have staffers that work for the senators and the congressmen and leaders that do not. They block us because they're connected to us. And you will not believe how much infested we're connected, where we have this Aztlan movement in the United States. Not only it's in the military, it's in the Border Patrol, it's everywhere you look, Randy, everywhere. David Aguilar, who was the chief of the Border Patrol, who's now above that, he's, I think, second in command. He's a deputy something commissioner or something like that. That's what he is, deputy commissioner. He is an Aztlanero, and we're paying him to destroy us. All these crazy nuts, we're paying them our taxpayers' money. We're helping them, well, we're giving the money to destroy us. How crazy is that, Randy? Because people choose to be asleep at the wheel. But you know what? We're going to clean up our nation, Randy. I promise you, before next year, and I'm talking about 20 months, we're going to clean up our nation. We will be heard. We will be forced to be heard. The Laura Ingram, the O'Reilly, the Hannity, what are they going to do when they realize, Randy, this is what's so funny. What are they going to do that when they realize they're Catholics, then they realize that it's their own Catholic church that's behind the Plan movement? What are they going to do? What are they going to do, all these other people that are connected to 30,000 churches? They're all progressive churches that are connected to a plan with immigration reform. If we educate the people, Randy, it's going to be stopped cold turkey because they will not want to be a part of it. A lot of people are even doing it unawares. Do you see what I'm saying? The problem is, you know what, Randy? One of the problems is, Randy, we're a benevolent people here in the United States. We are so nice to everybody. Oh, welcome to America. And by the way, I always say United States citizen with Mexican ancestry. I choose not to use the word American because you know what, Randy? The illegals, if you tell them you're from America, they say, we're from America too, and rightly so. Remember, South America, Central America, and North America. So they call it the Americas. The problem is they say that the Americas belong to Mexico. Oh, my gosh. You know?
I agree with you. When I used to register for school, they would ask, you know, they had the little check boxes there, Hispanic American, African American, Asian American. I always marked other and put United States of America. That was my nationality. That's where I was born. That's what I am.
Yes. Correct.
They never liked that because they got money for me being Hispanic American.
And so there's where we're at. We gotta move as fast as we can. And the more people though are listening, and thank God, you know, Randy, for the internet. Because if we didn't have the internet, we would be basically lost. Because it'd be very hard to communicate. You know, we could be calling each other from cell phones and everything. But I think the internet has become an awesome window that has opened the door for people basically to talk about a lot of things. And a lot of things could be, you know, messed up things that are not true. But, you know, but it has also opened the door for us who are trying to expose what's happening in our nation right now. And right now, people are hungry. They want to know what is truth, Randy. And this is truth. This is the truth. Mexico's a terrorist. Mexico hates the United States of America and Israel. As a matter of fact, Randy, Mexico did not go to fight with us to Iraq. Why not? Because they believe they're brothers to the Palestinians, and their constitution, their president, can do nothing without the citizens of that nation allowing him to do it. And that's the constitution that they have in Mexico. That's the constitution we need over here. It's like immigration law. Immigration law. Me being a United States citizen with Mexican ancestry, I have to get a permit to go into Mexico. If I don't get that permit and I pass that line, I think it's like about 30 miles or less than 30 miles because it's right outside of Guapieta where you would go and they check you again. And I think it's like a 10-mile range you have. I don't remember. But anyway, once you go out of there without a permit, guess what happens?
You get
arrested? They would put me in prison for 2 years. And if they catch me a second time, it's 10 years.
Oh, yeah. They've got stiff laws for illegal immigration. I mean, on their southern border of Mexico, they're killing the illegal immigrants as they're coming across. And then they bitch at us because we turn them over to Border Patrol.
And then they fight for their human rights because their human rights are above everything. The only thing we should do, we should just give them food if they're hungry and send them back home. Call the Border Patrol and send them back home. They are destroying our nation. They know their ulterior motive is to take over this nation and turn it into Mexico. Ain't going to happen. I'm going to tell you right now, Randy, in the end, we're going to win. I don't believe it's going to be a long war. It's not going to be a long war. But Mexico would have lost a good friend. Why? Because they came through the windows, through the side windows. They came through the window. They came through the back door. They came through the backyard, but they did not come in through the front door. There is a process. There's a procedure to enter this nation. This is a nation of laws. We can't say it's a nation of laws and just choose which laws the White House or the people that Homeland Security wants to obey. Do you see what I'm saying? We must be, the leaders are a servant to the citizens of this nation, and they need to follow the rule of law first. Their lifestyle, they have to show. Now, Janet Napolitano, she knew illegal for voting for her, Randy. She knew illegal for voting for her. And that is why she has this thing that open borders, and it's a life from the pit of hell to say that we are secure now. Not so. Guess what? If you go into the border, I have pictures of myself where they did commentaries with me. People from Canada, this guy's from Canada, they did commentary. They put me right at the border or the wall. It's not even a wall. It's the fence is right behind me, and then 10 feet from me to the right is open border. There's a ramp where people get cars from Mexico. They come through over here. That's how crazy it is, Randy.
Well, you know, it's not even just there. You know, the problem, you know, and I want to express this because, as everybody that listens here knows, I'm currently in Canada. I'm seeing my first tags up here of Mos Ultra 13s. I'm seeing lowriders, and I'm seeing cholos up here.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, they're trying to invade Anahuac. Remember Anahuac? Let's not forget Anahuac. I mean, they're taking over the United States, so their concentration is here. But by next year, it's Canada. Canada will be fighting with us. When they find out what I have, this education that we want to give, or what the ulterior motive of our son, Canada's going to be fighting with us against Mexico. Guess what? Belize, Costa Rica, all those nations will be fighting against Mexico. Because Mexico, that's how crazy Mexico is. They believe that it's for Mexican Catholics. Where they got that idea? It's from the Pope. The Pope, they told the Pope it wasn't going to work. I have a video where they told him it wasn't going to work, but it's in Spanish. You might understand it. Randy, but other people might not. If you know Spanish, a little bit of Spanish, you might understand. They told him, as a matter of fact, there were some people, popes that were, or priests that were kicked out of the Catholic Church because they didn't want, they said that this Virgen Guadalupe, this Islamic idol, was not going to fly. It wasn't going to work. And then you have Paul Poe come in, I think in 1998 or in year 2000, somewhere around there, or 1999, and he canonizes Juan Diego, who is a myth. It's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Oh, I know.
Guadalupe is Tonatzin. She's the Aztec goddess. That's where they got it, because they wanted to attract the Aztec people.
Yeah,
well, that was the whole purpose of it.
Well, I mean, that's been the Catholic, you know, method of operation for, well, since its inception with the first pope, you know, with their pope, Constantine, you know, who was also the emperor, and when he coordinated himself pope, he coordinated himself as the God King Pope.
Correct. And then you have Muhammad, who was created by the Catholic Church also. Okay? So we get better go back in history, people, and you will see that what we're saying is truth. Like I said, there's a lot of stuff in our little brains, that's all. But you go back, the Catholic Church has always coveted Jerusalem. So guess what? Okay, they end up making the Vatican. So the Catholic Church will be exposed. Because you know what? Personally, Randy, I choose not to read it on history. I don't want to see that in history that the Catholic Church, they supported financially Hitler until he went to and invaded Poland. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The Catholic Church was part of the Holocaust. They were funding Hitler. And then Hitler is another, with all due respect, another Obama, because he had a mother who was Jewish. Obama's mom is Jewish also.
Well, you know, when you look back throughout the time, you'll find that every major organization in the world has always been part of this corrupt system to bring about globalization. I mean,
correct.
If they're international, they're part of it. That's just the bottom line.
But the neat thing is, you know what? That it has to fall. Do you know why it's going to fall? Now, and with all due respect to everybody, well, it's not due respect, but I'm a protege of the Word of God. There will be a one world order, but it's not until Revelation 13:1, chapter 13:1. Read it, and it's going to be for a short time, and it's not going to be man-made. If this was the one world order that's going to be in the book of Revelation, you know what, Randy? Everybody would be freaking out. We would be so scared because it would be an act of God and not an act of man. Yes, men will do it, but it's not just now. This Bilderberg thing, this is going to fall. And you watch, mark my words, people, with what I'm saying. Bit my lips, like, you know, the father of President Bush, you know, the first President Bush, where he says, read my lips. You can't read my lips, but listen to what I have to say. The UN is going to, we're going to take it out of the United States. You will see. We're going to take this nation, Randy, back to Judeo-Christian. Why? Because that was God's purpose. And we have to, he never changes his mind. Us men, we do whatever we want to do. But you will see. This nation has to go back to Judeo-Christian. We will do the Constitution. We will be forced to do all these things very shortly. I'm excited, actually, Randy, because this is about to end this Aztec nonsense that has been here for a decade and decades. It's about to die, and it's going to fall flat on their face. And it's like this May 21st. There's a guy who's saying that the world is going to end on May 21st. And with all due respect to him, because he's very accurate and a lot of his, on his date, the only problem is that the Bible says that no man knows the hour and the date that the Son of Man is coming. And because I have to hang out with that, I cannot go with what this man is saying. But I will tell you this, Randy, we're about to clean up the United States of America. We're going to be the best nation again, but we have to stay allies with Israel.
Well, you know, I've always believed that God helps those who help themselves, which means if you want something to change, go make it happen.
Correct.
Go make it happen. And it requires individual action. You know, that's the one thing that this broadcast and I have always proposed and promoted is individual action. You know, nothing's going to change if we have these big national groups out there fighting for us who they say are fighting for us, but they're really not. Because all they really care about is their own paychecks and everything else that they're getting off of millions of dollars of your contributions and donations. They've done nothing for us. So, again, it goes back to local community and individual action. That's what it takes. And unfortunately, you know, it takes work. It takes hard work. It takes a lot of effort and energy, and that's how it's got to be. And, you know, I think you're right in many of the things that you've said. You know, we're going to end up with no choice but to take this back. And hopefully they'll allow us to do it in the most peaceful way possible. But if not, we're going to have to take it back no matter what.
No matter what. No matter the cost. And it is like you said, it depends on every person. Everybody, my thing is, Randy, we can only do what's in our hand. I'm doing what's in my hand. This is all I can offer. I can't go and supersede unless somebody opens a door for me. You know what I'm saying? Unless more doors are open, that's as far as a person can get. But with what we have in our hand, regardless if we think it's something small, it's something to contribute. Let's do it together as one. Let's take our nation back no matter the cost. We got to take it back for the kids. And right now, you'll see that most of the people that are fighting are you know, like senior citizens. Even the Minutemen, a lot of them are senior citizens, and it's very sad to see all senior citizens. And the teenagers are over here, just watch, you know, they're playing games. They're in whatever. They're doing their whatever you call the, you know, the games, the whatever they play. And we are fighting for our nation. And that's cool, because you know what? Us, the baby boomers, I think we're the ones who need to clean up our nation, because we are the ones who will let it go astray, even though it's happened before us.
Oh, yeah. Well, this has been a very old plan. I mean, Cecil Rhodes and Lord Milner and the Astor family and the Rothschild family in the 1850s all openly wrote about the fact that they had to retake America, and the only way to do it was to destroy it from within.
Mm-hmm. But it's not going to work. It's not going to work, because see, the people from the United States of America, we're a different kind of people.
We were created by a whole group of people, not just the founding fathers, but every colonist, you know, all the colonists that stood up and fought and said, no, that's who we're descended from. That's what that Declaration of Independence was written by. That's what it states. We will not put up with this. And that's what that was our first founding document. That's the document upon which everything else is based on. And it says we will not put up with this.
We will not. And that's what I'm telling you. We just all need to wake up to what's going on. Because once people wake up, Randy, they're going to move. We're moving. I'm pretty sure the Tea Party came out with, because they heard the Minutemen, the precious Minutemen, they were there way before. They were over there fighting at the border, and they weren't even doing anything. They would just sit. Oh, but they were accused because they were racist. You had the crazy ACLU, who's connected to the Aztlan movement, over there tearing down the precious Minutemen. The Minutemen are not bad. They were just trying to stop all these crazy people from coming into our nation. But you know what, Randy, like I said, we're going to be forced to law. We're going to be forced to put a wall at the borders. We're going, even the activist judges that are against us, once they get into survival mode like the rest of us are in already, Randy, they're going to do it. They're going to come and be with us. They're going to be a lot, millions of people who are going to drop this organization, this churches, and then we're going to start a whole new country. And it's going to be awesome, you guys. I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen because it's not, we're not going to let Mexico win. They're not going to win. And they're putting the crazy cartels in the forefront, like the Palestinians are the thugs that they left there in 1948 to fight against Israel. Because that's what they were. The Palestinians that are right there at the border of Israel are the thugs that the Arabs left there at the war of May 15, when they had that war in 1948. Mm-hmm. Those are the thugs. And we had the cartels, the Mexican cartels, the thugs, are being put at the front. They're killing their own people in Mexico. The Mexicans from here, the illegals, they got to go home. And people need to know this. When they call you a racist, just know one thing. They are committing a crime. What they are doing is not a race issue. It's a crime issue.
Oh, that's exactly it. You know, I mean, you know, if Mexicans want to be free and they want a better life, you have a huge country with a ton of resources to go take back yourself and get your freedom there.
Correct.
You know, Mexico was a lush, verdant, vibrant, resource-rich country. Unfortunately, just like in the U.S., all that money is in the hands of a few people. So, you know, if they want their freedom, and if they want to get that middle class, and they want to get the upper class, and they want to have that whole range of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness mentality with the right of property ownership, go take it in your country. Go take your freedom.
Yeah, I pray that they learn from what we're doing here in our country, that when we succeed, that the other nations of the world, the citizens of their respective nations, that they do the same thing that we're doing, and they say we're going to take our nation back and get all these creepy crawlers that are in government positions that are our servants. They are public servants. They are supposed to be serving us. That they remove them too. Because we will do it. I will tell you right now, Randy, we're going to win. We're going to win, and we're so close to it. We just need other crazy nuts to start acting up like the students did in the Tucson Unified District. That's what opened the door for us. That Laura Lakin, basically my friend, she opened that door for us because they were forced even to put her on Fox News. She was putting Fox News. You got to see that video where she's talking about what she was reading excerpts from one of the books, A Message to Aztlan by Corky Rodriguez, where she was reading the bad words, the bad things they say about the United States citizens, and how this kid's chaining themselves up, when they were going to do the school board meeting in Tucson, they put it on the YouTube, and they were ha-ha-hee-heeing about it. They basically opened the can of worms, and now it's better for us because now people want to listen to people like us, and I'm talking about the media. And it's, so the door will be forced to be open for us very soon, Randy, and for you to open it for me and for people like me, guess what? You will see, you'll say, well, at least that was the first one who did it, or one of the first, you know?
Oh, yeah, I agree. So, well, listen, Alice and Ron, I want to thank you guys for coming on. I know I'm cutting into you guys' time by about 10 minutes, but this is going to be my last broadcast for a little bit. So I've got a few messages I want to say to everybody in closing before we head out. You're more than welcome to stay on, but the last 10 minutes I'm going to be taking up with my own messages here. Completely agree with everything you guys are saying and you're trying to do. There's a gentleman in the chat room. His name is Evenhand. I can't see the chat room. I can't get online right now, it seems, but Apparently, he's going to get in contact with you tomorrow, Alice, and see what he can do to help you guys out with website or whatever. He's got free web space he can give you guys and things like that as well. So, you know, you've got listeners that are listening in that, that are willing to help out in any way they can. So,
hey, Randy.
Everybody in Arizona to get on board. Do what you can. Contact Ron. Contact Alice. Get involved. Yes, Ron.
Yeah, just you were asking, and let me just take just 30 seconds here. You were asking earlier in the program, what can people do out there? And let me just go over a few points here. Number one, we need to stop this Dream Act in its steps. I mean, right now we need to be calling in to our Congress people. That's critical. We need to defeat this thing soundly so these traitors that keep trying to introduce it will get the idea. Number two, we need to be pushing SB 1070 type bills in every state. So if you're listening from out of state, get with your people that are pushing these kind. There's like 15 different states that are pushing these types of bills. There's H.R. 1196 called the Leave Act. We need getting behind it and support it. It's eliminating all of the incentives. It's eliminating a lot of the crap that is causing illegals to be here in the first place. And number four, they can go to our website. And yes, we do have a website. It's
That's a website. Okay, good. When we talked last,
www.arizonansforbordercontrol.com, and I can get the newsletter that our secretary Laura Layton, the lady who is on the YouTube and at the TUSD meeting, causing so much havoc for La Raza. You know, we can get a copy of the newsletter that she does nightly that's very activist-oriented, and I guarantee you, if you can just get involved with that stuff, it's going to help our country out tremendously. And that's all I've got to say.
You know, Ron, I know that you're a doer because you're out there on that border as often as possible, which is quite often in your case.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, so, I like the fact that you're actually, you know, that you're continuing not just your border, you know, your border ops that you do down there, but you're taking a more active role in the political aspect as well, you know, and I know that, you know, I know that there's people that I've had on the show that have varying opinions on a lot of things. You know, some people think that the political action is dead. We just need to take back our country now. We need a plan to restore it, and we need to take it back because the ballot box and everything else is dead. I think that we need to continue these actions, much like Jefferson did. I think we need to continue these actions no matter what. Even after, you know, if, for instance, you know, we have no other choice but to, you know, they leave us no choice but to become violent because they become violent with us. These actions, you know, these political and peaceful actions must continue anyways, even if violence ever does break out. Let's hope it doesn't. You know, so I think that this is a vital aspect of what we need to be doing. You know, unfortunately, though, we don't ever seem to work together, and that's the problem that we have in America, and that's the one thing that's keeping us from taking back our country. We do not work together for a common goal, and that is, you know, that is an independent U.S., a U.S. that has a constitution that is the rule of law, where the government is subordinate to the people, and they obey us as far as the Constitution will allow them, because, you know, hey, if somebody wants to turn us into a communist country, that's not going to happen either. But they follow the will of the people in all things, you know, Article 10, you know, the 10th Amendment. All powers not directly vested to the government remain in the states and the people's hands. You know, so we have to be active in all aspects. You know, this is not, and again, it has to be local, public, in the street, not online. The internet is a tool, yes. Use it as a tool, like a hammer, like your rifle, like your boots, like anything else you would use. And when you're done with it, put it up and go do your thing. So I want to thank you guys for coming on. Appreciate everything. And again, if you are in the Arizona area or if you would like to get in touch with them, arizonansforbordercontrol.com. Alice threw her phone number out there earlier. If anybody wants her phone number and didn't get it, you can email me. I'll be more than happy to give it out to you, since she has already stated that everybody that wants it is more than welcome to have it. So With that being said, taking a break. I'm taking a break. We're having some technical issues here. If you've been on the website, our archives have not been updated in a while. We're having some technical issues. Dave, the guru supreme engineer guy, he is having hardware problems and internet problems. It's nothing that he can fix on his own because he's an IT guy. He just, you know, it's computer issues, hardware issues, and other issues like that. So we've been unable to really keep our website updated, which means that I'm basically talking to a handful of people on the live shows. Nobody's really able to get the archives anymore. So we're going to take a break until we can get this little situation fixed up. I might do a show here and there in the meantime if a good topic comes up or something needs to be said. So if I do any of these shows, it's going to be by email only. I'm not really posting show information on any sites. So if I do one of these shows, it'll be by email only. So if you want to be on that email list, my email is randymack@ufttreadonme.com. Randy, R-A-N-D-Y-M-A-C-K @ufttreadonme.com. This will be the only way to find out about the show info and what we're doing. Fox is still going to be on every Saturday. Dave and them will, you know, Dave is going to be doing his thing. And, you know, some things will continue here as well. I'm just going to be taking a break. You know, I got some other issues in life that I need to get figured out as well. So, you know, like all things in life, other things happen, and I need to get those figured out. So, until we can get our technical issues worked out, I'm going to be taking a break. I encourage everybody to get involved some way, somehow, some shape, some form. If you're in the militia, you can form a committee of safety still and still be a member. You just can't be in the executive body, so form your committees. If you can, download the plan, print it out, hand it out, talk about it, teach people about the committees of safety. You can find an archive, you can find a zip file at committee.org that I made up. It's got text and audio files in it. We'll walk you through the committees A through Z. Use that as a tool to take out to other people to teach them. Contact VFWs, contact legions, contact your civic organizations that seem to be American-oriented. They seem to be that pro-American groups. Take this to the Tea Parties. You know, everybody keeps looking for the perfect people that are, you know, to form these committees. It's the Tea Party groups. They're already upset. They're already not happy. They're already somewhat informed. Teach them about the America that they say they want to restore. Take these ideas to them. Have them start forming committees. And now Gary's been working on this for 20 years, 15, 20 years. I've been trying to get committees established and developed over the last 2 years. So far, we've made, you know, the most progress that's ever been made is in that two-year period, those last 2 years. But there's a handful of people working on it. We need everyone working on this. This is what our founders did to get their freedom. This is the heritage and the legacy they left us to enact upon. This is what they did. It's the only time in history that it worked. Take it out there. Make it happen. Because here's a reality check time. If we don't make it happen, kind of like Ellis said, we have to make it happen because if we don't, our country is gone. Your freedom is gone. Your children's future and their children's future is gone. We won't even be a footnote in history because, just like what happened in Soviet Russia, education started at day one the communists took over. And that is exactly what they say will happen again in their own writings. History will start over day one with the creation of the New World Order, of this global governmental system. That's where history will begin, and America won't even, and the U.S. won't even be a footnote in history anymore. Everything will go away. Everything that you know, everything that you love, everything that you think you believe in will be gone. There is no other option here. This is it. How much do you want your freedom? How much do you want your children's freedom? Because how much you want it is spoken volumes about by your actions on a daily basis. I know many of you are active. I know many of you, this is your life. You're out there daily. And it seems to me that you guys are the ones having the best results out there. You're not trying to live online. You're not trying to take over, you're not trying to take back your freedom on the internet. And it seems to me that the only ones out there having any success are those that are actually out there in the streets. So take that to heart. Look at those who are achieving success. I've had them on the show. I've had them on this broadcast. Go back, download the archives. Get with Dave if there's an archive that's not up. Get with Dave about it. I don't have any of the archives. Dave's got them all. So get with Dave about it. If you want to listen to somebody that you heard before that was actually gaining success in what they were doing in their area, and if you want to listen to them again or get in touch with them, everybody always gives out their contact info. I've got over 200. I've got 300-400 shows in the archives. Each one of them, the vast majority of them, just as important as the next one. The entire history of what's been going on is there in those archives. And it's nothing that I can't validate and prove either. Everything I've stated is verifiable through documentation, through our own history. And if you'd like verification of that, you just get with me and email me again. I'll be more than happy to help you out there. During this time that I'm down, I'm going to have some free time on my hands. I'd prefer to work with people in groups. I'd prefer to begin working like this. This is how I've always done my best work. If you need any help, let me know. If you have a meeting with a VFW group or a Legion group or anybody else, and you'd like some help with it, I'll even do a conference call there. I'll do a Skype video call. I'll do whatever you guys need me to do. All you got to do is ask. I'll do whatever I can to help you, to help the rest of America. This is all I've done for 24 years. I'm here and available for help, as is Gary, as is everybody else that's come on this broadcast with me. You know, I've had a hard time finding guests in the past because I'm very selective on who I bring on, because I want them to believe in the things that this show promotes. Individualism, action, a true understanding of our Constitution and our history. I didn't bring on conspiracy theorists. You know, I could have had the ratings for this show so much better if I had brought on every conspiracy theorist in the world. And I would have hundreds, I would have thousands of listeners. I could be selling products like everybody else. I could be doing so much better financially. I could have sponsors paying me money to promote their products and make $5,000-$6,000 a month like many of these other Patriot Radio gurus are doing, just in sponsorship money. But I didn't. I wanted to bring you truth. I wanted to bring you something that was agenda-free, something that didn't have to deal with every conspiracy under the sun and keep you distracted. I wanted to bring you a focused, let's restore America with the tools our founding fathers left us, the militia, the committees of safety. I hope I've done that. I hope I haven't done a disservice to anybody out there, and I hope that I have never brought a bad name to the country or to the movement in which I'm involved with. And I hope you all stay active. So with that being said, be safe, be free.
If you guys have any archives that you want to get with me, you can email me, david@youhavetreadonme.com. Again, Fox will be continuing the broadcasts on Saturdays. I'm not sure what else we've got planned or going at this point. I'm going to take a bit of a sabbatical myself because I've got things I got to work on locally here. With the local committee and getting their property and, you know, getting ready for the storm, doing all the things we've been telling you guys to do. You're going to have to take some time off, you know, for that. Fighting through another quick little technical issue here to try to get the show shut down, so just bear with me a second, and hopefully we'll get this to cooperate with us. It's been an honor to be a part of all of this, and I'm honored to know each and every one of you that I've gotten to know through the process of being on this show. We definitely do have some of the greatest folks out there, and I'm inspired by what some of you have been able to accomplish, and I hope that you take to heart the things that we've been trying to say about common sense solutions. It doesn't have to be as difficult as they like you to think that it is. It starts with you. It starts in the communities. So I guess with that said, I'll sign off. Be safe, be free.